You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For a small town, the arts can mean a whole lot more than giving people a good night out. The arts can help drive economic development. Let's look at the town of Williamston in Ingham County. Population, just under 4,000. Over its 11 seasons, the Williamston Theater has helped create a sense of place and pumped up the economy of this town. Here with us is Williamston's Community Development Director, Mario Ortega. Mario, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And the Artistic Director of the Williamston Theater, Tony Caselli, is with us. Welcome, Tony.
Hello.
Tony, I want to have you start by giving us an idea of how the Williamston Theater came to be in Williamston.
Sure, great. Well, it's founded by four Michigan theater artists. Most of us met working actually at a theater that a lot of people might know, at the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea, Michigan, founded by, you know, film star Jeff Daniels. And after working there, I personally worked there for about 12 years. It was a wonderful place to cut my teeth and really get my career going. And then a group of us decided we wanted to start out on our own and start another place. Williamston was a great location. It was where we could do a similar thing to what the Purple Rose had done, really take a small town and bring professional theater to it and help to revitalize that town. But also, in a large sense, it was an effort to make sure that professional theater artists had another place in Michigan to work, because that can be a challenge in the Midwest states, is making sure that those people stay employed.
And your first production was in 2006?
First production was 2006, a play called Additional Particulars, yep.
And how many productions do you mount in a given year?
We do six shows a year, and so we right now are rehearsing production number 64, I think.
Mario, what role do you see this theater playing in your community?
Well, it's been a real asset to the community, because when it comes to developing a sense of place, it's important to have additional activities, something that it's not only a draw into the town, but then can benefit the businesses in general. So the ability to have something that's unique, like having six different shows a year, means that people will come back several times a year. And so the ability to bring in new visitors to town is just a benefit to the business base, and it also introduces Williamston to a new set of people. And maybe they come here for the first time for the arts and for the theater, but then their ability to say, hey, I enjoyed myself and I want to go back.
I dare say Chelsea has certainly seen that happen over the years that Purple Rose has been going on.
Sure, absolutely. And that was, you know, like I said, a big part of why we chose Williamston. But just to bounce off of what Mario said, you know, Williamston proper has a population of about 3,800 people, right? Mm-hmm. Every season, the average for us is between 10,000 and 11,000 people that we bring into downtown Williamston to see a play at the theater. And 80% of those people come from outside of Williamston. When you do that math, you know, that's a lot of people coming in per year to our little town. And then what I think the most important thing is economically is that our surveys show that over 90% of our patrons every trip stop at one of the local eateries. That's a few $100,000 every year being dropped into the Williamston economy.
I'm interested, Tony, as far as how much thought you might give to the tastes of the community when you decide what productions you're going to mount.
Sure. And that's a great question. You know, one of the most fun parts of my job as artistic director is season selection, because you really get a chance to say, this is who we are for a year. This is what we're saying. This is what we're doing. One of the things we've learned the most about our audience base is that they like a mix of things, you know? And it's funny, because a lot of times you'll hear people who want more dramas, more heavy stuff. And then at the exact same time, I'll get letters or emails from people who want more light stuff. And I think what we've learned is that in our part of the world, the way to keep a theater alive and keep people coming back is to mix it up, not all dessert, not all dinner, you know? And so for us, that's part of the joy of it, is connecting with the community.
Mario, how has downtown Williamston changed in these years since the Williamston Theater came to be?
Well, I think it's evolved more into creating a sense of place, because originally Williamston has been around for a long time, and so it has developed as mainly a retail center for the residents, not only of the city, but of the outlying townships. You can see that in the business makeup we've originally had. It then started to change a little. It started to focus a little bit more on retail, like antiquing, something that's a little bit more of a destination. So that originally was how, before the theater, that was something that was promoted and a way that people could come into town and do a retail experience and then possibly visit the restaurants. With the theater, we've seen a larger bump in the amount of restaurants we've had. Around that time, we started considering redevelopment of a building, and we developed eventually Tavern 109, which is a popular bar and eatery downtown. And then we've seen other businesses come in. Gracie's Contemporary Kitchen is another new restaurant that just changed ownership that can complement the night out at the theater. And then we've even had conversion of an existing bar and grill into the Williamson Pub and Grill. So having a variety of restaurants also complements the idea that people can come in and can have a different experience every time, whether a different experience at the theater or a different experience when they're coming out to eat.
And a reason to come back.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, the foodie culture that has popped up all over has really taken off. And just to add to what Mario said, we also had Old Nation Brewery open up in Williamston specifically because the theater was there. They looked all over the state and saw what was happening there and said, this is the place. It's a great community for that kind of thing to happen.
Tony, do you see the role of the theater in a small town any differently than if you were, say, in Lansing or Grand Rapids or the Detroit area?
That's a great question. I think every community, the theater can be a focal point. The theater can be a gathering place. I think so much of today's society is about looking at our screens and talking to each other from across the planet. I think no matter what city you're in, the theater can be a place where we all get to be reminded of the importance of being in a room together and sharing that experience together, right? There's nothing that brings you together more than sitting with a group of people and laughing until you cry, or crying because you're crying together, right? But I do think that in a small theater like ours, one of the things that has been the biggest surprise to us in Williamston is the sense of family that we've discovered that has built up around us from the community. I can be in my office on a Tuesday afternoon and someone from Williamston will wander in and just ask, how's it going? And that last show was great. What are you guys working on now? And we'll walk through and I'll show them the set that's coming up now. And this is somebody who knows my name and knows who I am from coming to the theater a lot and who I may recognize and talk to. But they just stop in. And it's that sense of family and community that I think has been one of the biggest surprises, the four of us who started the theater. We expected that with the artists. We expected that with the team of people who build the plays. But to have such a great response from the community who really consider the theater their own, it's a wonderful thing.
It certainly seems, Mario Ortega, that the people of Williamston do think of this as their theater.
Yes, I would definitely agree, because Williamston, we've been able to develop in such a way that people not only come here to visit, but when they come here to live, they find that it's a place that they can live for an extended amount of time. As a planning and zoning issues that I deal with, the city wants to make sure that we have a varied housing stock, so someone can move from a starter home to a larger family home to eventually something for retirement. And by having that attitude of, I enjoy Williamson, I want to be here for the long haul, having an asset like the theater is, as you mentioned, something that they feel is theirs. It's another thing in town that they can be proud of and that they can go and enjoy. And then actually they could also show off, that they can have, when people come to visit, they can take them out to the theater. And that's developing a sense of place, because then that's something that people recognize, all right, this is Williamston. This isn't another town. This is what I can experience when I come to Williamston.
The Williamston Theater, my understanding, has gotten funding from the National Endowment for the Arts.
Sure.
What might be the impact on your theater and on Williamston if that funding is cut?
Sure. Well, you know, with every not-for-profit, especially theater company, about half of our budget can come from ticket sales, and the other half has to come from donations, grants, those kind of things, and that's how we keep ticket prices affordable. And the challenge there is that the NEA itself is about a 0.004% of our national budget, right? But what that little bit of money kickstarts is an amazing industry. Because when you look at the fact that for every dollar of direct funding from the National Endowment for the Arts, that direct funded dollar can leverage up to 9 other dollars in public and other donations and grants and funding. And so the amount of industry that is kickstarted by the tiny bit of money that comes from the NEA is massive. So for us personally, you know, it helps us reach out and say, look, these people are supporting us. What do you think? And other people jump in. That's a lot of people being employed and having a higher quality of life. You know, when you look at, there was a recent study that said the national average of household expense for arts and cultures is about $30.72 per month. So when you look at Ingham County and do that math, that's $3.3 million a month being spent on arts and culture. That's a lot of people being put to work and having a higher quality of life where they live.
And that's actually something that the city recognizes, because that also the DDA recognizes. So our Downtown Development Authority, a traditional role of the Downtown Development Authority is it's supposed to be a mix of providing the infrastructure and the other physical assets that a business needs to survive and thrive in our downtown. But it also has to be balanced with creating a sense of place and creating and supporting activities that draw people in. So the DDA actually contributes to the theater, because we understand that this is a vital part of the character of downtown. And so we need to support our arts, and we need to make sure that they are viable and that they'll be here for the long haul.
Mario, what can other smaller towns learn from what Williamston has made of its relationship with the Williamston Theater?
Well, it's twofold. One is the benefits to the community of arts, of experience something that is more than just binge watching something by yourself at home, going out, having a night out, and going and seeing live theater, live production, professional production. So that's something that is a different form of entertainment that you don't always have. That creates destination, and then so then that ties into the economic development aspect of communities. The leaders of other communities can understand if you invest in the arts and you invest in creating a sense of place through unique activities, such as different arts activities, those can bring in visitors, bring in people that might want to say, hey, I might want to live here, and bring in business to your business base and support your community through a variety of ways.
All boats rise here, that if it's good for downtown development, it's good for the theater and vice versa.
It seems that way. And we've been blessed to have a great relationship with the city. And we're really grateful that it's worked out. You know, that sort of reciprocal relationship has been terrific for us.
Tony Caselli is the artistic director of the Williamston Theater, and Mario Ortega is the Williamston Community Development Director. Thanks to both of you for being with us on Stateside.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.